Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, believers, let's clap our hands and celebrate Jesus. He's worthy.
To go and tell Pharaoh that I said to let
people go? Moses said, well, Lord, who shall I say sent me? God said to Moses, Moses, tell them that I am, that I am God. And I said to let my people go. So what are you saying, Pastor Shirley? I'm saying that God is simply reigning on the throne. Reign, Jesus. Reign, Jesus, reign.
Something, something deep.
marvelous light. thank you for the cross, Lord. Thank you for the price you paid, bearing all my sin and shame.
Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Santeria ku. Uriya kaya matriya kurumu. Uriya matriya kurumu. Uriya Hallelujah, hallelujah. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of His blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace from all. Lord, from God and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, be multiplied unto you in the name of Jesus. Welcome to I Am Morning Glory. Prayer service, I am Apostle Marco Ruboyu from I Am That I Am, Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. Hallelujah, God, for each and every one of you this morning. In the name of Jesus. I want us to look at start with Psalm 100. Psalm 100. Hallelujah. It's something that we all like, Psalm 100. Thank you, Jesus, Holy Ghost. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God, he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. Psalm 100. Father, we bless you and we thank you, O God. Almighty God, we praise you. Almighty God, we worship you. We glorify your wonderful, marvelous name. We thank you, O God, for keeping us, oh God, safe from the hands of the enemy. We thank you, oh Lord, for the breath that we breathe that is yours. We thank you, oh Lord, for waking us up this morning. We thank you, oh Lord, for keeping watch over us as we slept through the night. We thank you, oh God, for the breath that you breathe, that we breathe that is yours. We bless your name. We thank you, O Lord, O God, for provision. O God, we thank you, O God, for shelter. We thank you, O God, for food, clothing, and shelter. We thank you for good health. We thank you, Lord, that you are a covenant God. We thank you, God, that all your promises are yes and amen. We thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness, for your loving kindness. We thank you. We bless your name. We thank you, oh Lord, for our children, for our grandchildren. We thank you. We thank you for our spouses. We thank you, Lord, for our siblings, our sisters, and our brothers, and our nieces and nephews. We say thank you. We thank you, God. Lord, I thank you for each and every one here this morning, oh God. Lord, I ask you to just open their eyes of understanding. Bless them in a special way. Bless their families in the name of Jesus, Lord. I ask you to heal those that are that need healing in the name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, release their healing anointing by the stripes of Jesus. They are healed, oh God. Thank you, Lord, for paying the price on Calvary. Thank you, Lord. We bless your name. We thank you for salvation. We thank you. We bless you. We thank you, Jesus, for your sacrifice that you made for us on the cross. We thank you, God, that you love us so much that you send your only, only begotten Son, so that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. We thank you, oh God, that you send the Holy Ghost, Jesus, for sending the Holy Spirit who is teaching us, who is leading us, who is guiding us into all truth. Oh, Holy Spirit, do what you do best. Let the name of Jesus Christ be glorified. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on us. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on each and every one of us this morning. In the name of Jesus, breathe on us, breath of God. Breathe on us, oh Almighty God. Breathe on us, oh God. Spirit of the living God, breathe on us. Holy Spirit, hover over our lives. Holy Spirit, hover over the lives of our children. Holy Spirit, hover over our spouses, our nieces, our nephews, our siblings' lives. Holy Spirit, hover over this service and let your light begin to shine. Let there be light. Oh, Holy Ghost, hover over our lives. Hover over this service this morning. Let your hover over this day, Holy Ghost, this minute, this second, this hour, let there be light. Oh, God, let your holy light shine upon us. Oh, Holy Ghost, release divine deposits. Activate the divine deposits in our lives. In the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, lead us, guide us. We surrender completely and totally to you, Spirit of the living God. Have your way in our lives. Have your way in the lives of our spouses, our children, our nieces, and our nephews. Have your way, Holy Ghost. We bless you, Spirit of the living God. Spirit of the living God, invade our atmosphere in our homes. Invade our atmosphere on this prayer line. In the name of Jesus, on the radio, the airways, the cyberspace, the networks, invade the atmosphere, Holy Ghost. Oh, Holy Spirit, invade the atmosphere of our children. Invade the atmosphere of our jobs. Invade the atmosphere of our grandchildren. Invade the atmosphere of our spouses. Oh, Holy Ghost, invade the atmosphere. Invade our atmosphere, Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, Father God, hallelujah. We pray, Almighty God, that the portal of heaven from your throne room is open over us. We thank you for an open heaven that the angels descend and ascend to your holy throne room, bringing your bearings in our lives in the name of Jesus. Oh, and taking our prayers up. Oh, we thank you for open portal, divine open portal. Lord, I pray for each and every one this morning in the name of Jesus. And I close up every demonic portal in the name of Jesus. Here I close it not by my might or power, but by the Spirit of the living God. I close every demonic, every satanic portal that is open in the area. I close it. Close every demonic portal that is open Ezekiel begin to pray alone. Close every demonic portal in the name of Jesus in your zip code area. In your zip code area, close demonic portal in your zip code. Close the demonic portal in around your children's schools. Close the demonic portal, oh God. In the name of Jesus, let every evil demonic portal be closed, oh God. Demonic portal that the enemy has opened to come in our lives, we close those portals to the resurrection power that is in the blood of Jesus Christ. Oh, we close demonic portals of sicknesses and diseases. We close every one of the demonic portals, seen and unseen, noon and unknown. We broke close demonic portals over the lives of our children. We seal those portals with the blood of Jesus. We close demonic portals over the lives of our spouses. We seal those portals with the blood of Jesus. We close demonic portals, oh God, in our jobs. We seal it with the blood of Jesus. Demonic portals in our homes, we close and seal it with the blood of Jesus Christ. Father, we open the holy portal that the angels will come back and forth, that the glory of God will rest upon each and every one of us. Oh God, we open the holy portal, oh God, in the name of Jesus. The portals of heaven, we open it, oh, portal that goes directly to your throne room in this area. We open those portals now, not by might or power, but by the Spirit of the living God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we open the portals over the lives of our children, oh God, the holy portals, the heavenly portals over the life of our children, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we open the portals in our neighborhood. In the name of Jesus, the holy portals, the divine portals, as we have closed the satanic portals, we open God's holy portal that goes straight from here to his throne room, from his throne room here. In the name of Jesus, we call it open heavens in our zip code, open heavens of our children's lives, open heavens over our lives in the name of Jesus, open heavens, oh God. We declare open heavens in the name of Jesus, open heavens in our environment in the name of Jesus, open heavens, oh God, for healing, open heavens for deliverance, open heavens for restoration, open heavens for the Lord to communicate with us, open heavens, we declare open heavens, we open the divine portals of Almighty God, not by our might or power, but by the Spirit of the living God. For all God, we open those portals. We want to hear from you in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we want to hear from you. We open those portals for the angels to descend, oh God. Oh, to do your biddings in our lives. In the name of Jesus. Everywhere we go, Lord, let the heavens be open over us. Everywhere we go, let the heavens be open over us. In the name of Jesus, the holy heavens of Almighty God, the holy heavens of the throne room of God, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, as we speak directly to Abba Father, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We bless your name that we can speak with you. Hallelujah. 24/7. We thank you that the veil is torn. We can speak to you, Almighty God. That you, when you are here as an answer, as, oh God, we thank you for communication that we can speak to you openly and frankly and tell you what's on our mind. You are Abba Father. And we thank you. And Father, in the name of Jesus, through lack of knowledge, through sin, Lord, this morning, we ask you for mercy. Have mercy upon us, O God. Have mercy, O God. in the name of Jesus. Have mercy, O God. Let the blood of Jesus wash and cleanse us, O God. In the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. And Father, those portals that we open unknowingly and knowingly, Lord, those portals that was opened because of sin, those portals that was opened because of evil, portals that were opened because of lack of knowledge, by the power and authority of Jesus Christ given to us in the name of Jesus, we close those portals right now, the evil demonic portals, and we seal them with the blood of Jesus. And so, Lord, we thank you for opening the heavens. We thank you, O God. We bless your name directly with you. We thank you, O God. You said the plans you have for us is to prosper us and take us to your expected end, O God, in the name of Jesus, O God. So this morning I ask you to activate the gifts of the Holy Spirit in each and every one under the sound of our voice. Let there be a stirring up in the spirit in the name of Jesus. Stir up your gifts in us. Stir up your gifts in us in the name of Jesus. Open our hearts, O God, to receive from thus says the Lord in the name of Jesus. Oh, you said out of our belly shall flow rivers of living waters, O God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, help us to walk by faith and not by sight in the name of Jesus. Fill us up to an overflowing. We thank you for the new wine skin. We thank you for the new wine in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, thank you for ordering our steps. Thank you for this new season. Thank you, oh, God, for separating us from the power of darkness. You brought us out of darkness into your marvelous light. And for that, we say thank you, oh, God. We bless your name, oh, God. We praise you, almighty God. Jesus, we bless your name. Oh, Jesus, we praise your name. Make the impossible possible. Make a way where there seems to be no way in the name of Jesus. And Father God, as we have asked you for forgiveness, we apply the blood of Jesus to wipe away our sins. We apply the blood of Jesus to wipe away our spouse's sins. We apply the blood of Jesus to wipe away our children's sins. In the name of Jesus, our grandchildren's sins, we apply the blood of Jesus to prosper the work of our hands. We apply the blood of Jesus to heal us of every sickness and disease. We soak every cell, every tissue, every organ, every system in our bodies in the blood of Jesus. We soak our dwelling places in the blood of Jesus, the doorposts of our hearts in the blood of Jesus, the doorposts of our homes in the blood of Jesus, our possessions in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood speak for us. Oh, God, we thank you for the precious blood of Jesus. Our dwelling places, our workplaces, in the blood of Jesus. We soak our cars, our transportation, in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood speak for us in the name of Jesus. Father, this morning we put on the full armor of God and the armor of light, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus. We put the armor on our children and grandchildren. Oh, God, we put the armor on our spouses, our nieces and our nephews, our siblings. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, shoes of peace, sword of the Spirit, shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. In the name of Jesus, Father God, decorate this prayer line with your glory. Decorate, Holy Ghost, the radio with your glory. Decorate our lives with your glory. glory within and glory, oh God, as we release the glory upon others, decorate our lives, that the name of Jesus will be glorified. We thank you for fresh oil this morning. We thank you for the fresh anointing, not the anointing from yesterday, but fresh oil in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we give you glory. We give you honor. In the name of Jesus, we bless your name. In the name of Jesus, we pray, we praise you, we worship you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Welcome to those of you just joining us this morning. We bless God for each and every one of you this morning. I pray that everyone have at least a pen or a paper or anyway, I'm going to record this prayer line because the radio is already recorded, but the prayer line, I'm going to record it now. Hallelujah.
Conference unmuted.
Yesterday we had the identity.
Conference muted.
I'm sorry. Let me record. I'm sorry.
Conference recording started.
Hallelujah. Yesterday, we did our identity in Christ part one. And today, we're going to do part two in the identity in Christ. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, as I bring forth your word, let it not be, he means, but let it be the Christ that lives inside of me. I hide behind the cross, all of you, Almighty God, and none of me. Let your word come forth in the power and anointing of your Holy Spirit. Lord, I decrease and you increase. We thank you for this word, O God. Give us revelation, give us understanding, and give us application. In the name of Jesus, breathe over every letter of this word, O God. In the name of Jesus, turn it from a logos to a rhema word, O God. We thank you, O God, for the word coming forth in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Ephesians 1:17. God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of our understanding being enlightened, that we may know what is the hope of his calling and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us ward who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which is wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places far above all principality, power, and might, and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come, and has put all things under his feet, and give him to be the head over all things to the church. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. The reason I read it, because I want you to see that Ephesians, because it opens your mind. Most of the time, when you want to read scripture and you ask the Holy Spirit to move upon the scripture so you can have a deeper understanding, you can receive a revelation and an understanding, amen, in the name of Jesus. And God usually brings things that apply to our lives, amen, because God just don't speak for nothing. No, everything, every word he speaks is powerful and it can be applied in our lives, in the name of Jesus. So we started off with Hosea 4:6. My people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge, because thou hast rejected knowledge, that thou shalt be no priest to me, seeing that thou hast forgotten the law of thy God, and I will forget thy children. So we talk about lack of knowledge, and many things are happening in our lives, misfortune, whatever it is, because of lack of knowledge. People perish because of lack of knowledge. Amen. So we're going to look at 2:9. 1 Peter 2:9. I told you yesterday that we are all, when you receive Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, you have entered into his kingdom. You are now into the priesthood of Jesus Christ. When we gave the award on December 10th to the intercessors, they received the McCall, which I will teach you more on that, the McCallsodak Priesthood Award, which is after the order of Jesus Christ. We don't have the Levitical priesthood anymore, because Jesus said that Christ once and for all, no man that was could not do it, but only Jesus. Why? Because our line, our blood, sin, were born in sin and in iniquity because of the sin of Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. Hallelujah. So even during the days of the Old Testament, it was not perfect. It was not a perfect way, because every year they had to make atonement. The high priest, Aaron and his son, and the different high priests, they had to make atonement every year. Every year. And it only covered them for 1 year. But we praise God, but Jesus, he paid that price and made it once and for all. Once and for all, he paid the price. Why? Jesus' blood, perfect blood, holy blood. Amen. In the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus. 2:9. But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for his own possession, that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Then we know there's a scripture that God said, you didn't choose me. I want you to know God chose you. We did not choose God. Hallelujah. We did not choose God, but God chose us. So let's look at that scripture, John 15:16. Please write that down. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you so that you might go and bear fruit that will last. And so that whatever you ask in my name, it will be done. So God is the one who chose us. Okay, Apostle, what do you mean by that? Nobody can receive salvation without the Holy Spirit. It's the Holy Spirit who moves upon our hearts. It's the Holy Spirit, when we're in the world, convicted us. It's the Holy Spirit. So God, it's the Holy Spirit convict us, and then we go up to the altar and ask God for mercy. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Now, people will say, "Oh, but we all have a choice." But let me tell you something about the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit can move upon the whole audience, and one thing. Move you and your friends sitting together, move upon both of you. But one of you will receive that invitation go up and receive Christ, and another person will not go up and receive Christ as their Lord and personal Savior. Some people won't go up because of pride or whatever reason. And there are some people, I don't care how the Holy Spirit move upon them, they're stubborn and they wouldn't go up to receive Christ. So the offer is given to us, for God so loved the world. The world is everybody. Everybody in the world, for God so loved the world that he gives his only begotten Son, John 3:16. For whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. Amen. In the name of Jesus. God so, John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son. That whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. Verse 17 says, for God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. Whoever believes in Christ is not condemned, but who does not believe stands condemned already, because they have not believed in the name of one and only Son. Hallelujah. So, for God so loved the world, the invitation is extended. For God so loved for the whole world. Hallelujah. Whether you prostitute, drugs, and whatever negative, and sometimes and even some of us, some people got hidden sins. But God loved the world. That's why he sent his Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. That's why he sent his Son, Jesus. For God so loved the world. Now, let's look at Romans. Romans 10, 9 and 10. Romans 10, 9 and 10. If you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes and is justified, and with the mouth one confesses and is saved. So when we receive Jesus Christ, we believe in our hearts. We confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. We receive. So what happened? We have come out of the kingdom of darkness into his marvelous light. Hallelujah. And if you want to look at chosen people, when you enter into the kingdom of God and receive Christ, you are now in a covenant relationship with God. So you're supposed to be obedient. There's certain things we do, and there's certain things that God will do for us. Covenant blessings. Covenant, because we're in a covenant relationship. But when you're in a covenant relationship with God, you must not continue do what he used to do in the world, but to go, you know, take his grace for granted. Hallelujah. You have to grow in the things of the Lord and fulfill your part. Amen. In the name of Jesus. I want people to learn how to be relaxed. What I mean, relax with God. And I hear the Spirit of the Lord say, many people are not relaxed with him. What do you mean, relax? I mean that he is your Father, your Abba Father. I want you, because that's what he wants. He wants that relationship that you can speak just like you talk to your friend, just like you talk to your earthly father. If you're in a close relationship, you are relaxed with that person. You relax, but you still have reverential fear. I'm relaxed. I can be relaxed with my late father. I could be relaxed with him, but I knew not to draw the line of disrespect. When you get into that stage of, because it's a relationship that God wants with us, then you can receive from him. Because a lot of times, and our prophets, pastors, apostles, put God in the category like this, God with a big whip, that he's just looking to whip you, and for everything you do, he's just going to whip you. No, God is a merciful God. He's a loving God. And so the devil make you think that way, that people don't even, they're afraid that God, even the people in the world, that God will not accept, that God will beat them up. They're scared of going to churches, going to church, and not going to receive from, because they, oh no, I don't want that, because Satan has put fear in their heart, that fear in their hearts to make them afraid of God. God is a loving Father. And I want you to be relaxed in the terms of relationship, that you can speak to him and talk to him. Hallelujah. You don't have to come with all kinds of formal words and elaborate. Is that how you talk to your dad? Like that? No, you can speak. He's your friend. He's your father. You can speak to him. You can talk to him. Because what God desires is a relationship with us. So you receive God as your Lord and personal Savior. Hallelujah. We bless the name of Jesus. Then we look at Galatians 2. 20. I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. If any man is in Christ, he's a new creature. All has passed away. Now you in your new creature in Christ. Hallelujah. So now you have God, let's say if we're going by last, you are part of his family. And many of you have been a part of his family for years, but sometimes because we don't have that lack of knowledge, we don't get closest to God. We be too formal with him. There's a time to be formal. There's a time I will be formal with, let's say my mom was a teacher. When I was in her, you know, in her class, I couldn't call, I would say mommy by her name and by her Mrs. I'm Bright. I call her by her name, Mrs. I couldn't call, because there's a, you know, the relationships got different levels of relationship. There's, you got different levels of friendship and relationship. So there are certain places, you know, you got to know how to interact. Your father is your father. Your father at his job. Your father is doing certain things. So we play different roles in our lives. Your father can be your bishop. You will not go, oh, daddy, no. You will say, bishop so-and-so. Amen. Now, when you're in home with your dad or you are interacting personally, you will say, daddy, blah, 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 blah. So you, it's just, so God is our creator. He is the CEO of the universe. And he's our father. And so when we start saying what all God is, the names of God, but I want you to know him as our Father, that brings about a personal, intimate relationship. Hallelujah. So when we look at that, then we go back again to look at this, and I won't keep you long. I'm getting ready to close because I would take the whole week to teach this. But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for his possession. You are in his kingdom. Hallelujah. You are in his kingdom. You are his possession. When you have given him rulership over your life. Hallelujah. And there are special privileges that are ours in Christ Jesus. And then God has given us a place in his plan of redemption. We are born into the family of God and have a new creation through spiritual birth by faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Elect race, chosen people that have been transferred out of the kingdom of Satan into the kingdom of God's beloved Son. So now we are heirs of God and joint heirs of Christ. I don't know, you know, I can't wait to get through all of this with you all. Because when you start believing that you are heirs, you got to believe in your heart. Heirs and joint heirs with Christ. Do you know what that means? Hallelujah. And then we have the Holy Spirit. That's what Jesus said. I will not leave you comfortless. I will send you the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah, who will lead us and guide us and teach us. That's why we got to follow the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah, so he can lead us and guide us and into all truth. And so you are now in the kingdom, your identity, you are kingdom citizen. Now, you've been a kingdom citizen for years, but you have not received your benefits. There are some friends I have. You're born here. You're born here in the United States. Or you have your citizenship, naturalized citizenship. But you don't know your benefits. What does it mean to be an American citizen? What are your benefits? It's like you have insurance. You don't take time to read it. You got to read the policy. If you don't take time to read, you will get juked. The policy, the insurance. Okay, but God, the Bible, is that insurance that, you know, the Bible, the Word of God. That's why we got to set it. Because if we don't set it, we don't know these things. And if we don't know these things, the devil enjoys when we don't know things. So he takes advantage of us when we don't know our identity, our right as children of God, as kingdom citizens. Or Apostle, yes, he will do it. He did it to Eve in the garden. Eve was already over the devil. And the devil told all those lies. If you eat from the tree of knowledge, this and that, God will want. Oh, they were holy, pure. He messed with them so they could come lower. So he could. And he manipulated them. Hallelujah. But Christ came. He paid the price and brought us back to God. But truthfully, are you enjoying the benefits of God fully, 100% as a kingdom citizen? Do you know your rights? Do you know the spiritual laws, the legal laws? Do you know what happens? Do you know where? You know, so those are things we have to learn. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Because unless you know, you won't be able to tap into it. And a lot of pastors, they will study, they will know all these things. But you know what they do? They bring $5, $10 to teach you more. Leaders do want the people to know. We don't own as an apostle, as a pastor, as a prophet. Nobody own nobody. We are just there to listen to what God tells us to tell his people. We don't own nobody. Okay? And if the pastors or leaders don't want to give you certain things and knowledge so that you can grow in the Lord and see all that God has for you, and they're telling you to pay for it, or sometimes they don't want you to know because they want to have a right over you and keep you coming to them. But who the Son has set free is free indeed. Amen? But now you gotta seek after the knowledge. You gotta seek after it. You gotta want it. You gotta hunger and thirst. Reading a Bible, praying, communicating with God. You gotta run after pursuing him. Don't let the enemy take advantage. This whole week, if I gotta break these things down, we're gonna break it down. Because I want you all to receive the promises of God. He came that we may have life. Christ came and have life more abundantly. Not for you to, you are not a beggar, warrior. You are above and not beneath. You are a lender. You are a lender. You're not a borrower. You don't have to beg, borrow. No. These things are available to you. You just got to know, using the word of God, how to tap into the promises of God. You got to know and learn how to tap into it using his word, using his scriptures. Praying in scripture, using his word, and knowing how to communicate with the Father. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He will give it to us, but we need to learn how to tap into it. Hallelujah, and receive his promises. Hallelujah. And I'm not saying it to be boastful, but there's nothing telling you that I ask God for that he doesn't give it. And it's been since I was a child. And if God said, I'm not giving it to you now, or I'm not doing this, because it's not the time. So I want every one of you to, this year, let it be a year that you receive from the harvest, the seeds that you sow, seeds of kindness, seeds of love, that you're above and not beneath, you are the head and not the tail. You are a kingdom citizen, and stop living like a pauper. And when you're a kingdom citizen, I'm talking about poor in the spirit. So stop doing that so the enemy cannot take advantage of you. You can decree a thing and it will be established once you're walking in his holiness and his righteousness. Sometimes I don't say a word and God just, he knows what I'm thinking. And I begin to laugh. Why? Because he hears. He knows my thoughts. He said, I wish you above all things that you prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prosper. Amen? He wants us to prosper. He wants us to be in good health. So there's scriptures about health in the Bible, about your health, scriptures about diets in the Bible. Amen? In the name of scripture. So there's so much. The Bible has it all, but we just have to seek the Lord and get that understanding and apply it in our lives. Amen. In the name of Jesus, this is your year. And I will not rest until every one of you start receiving to an overflow the promises of God. in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you and we bless you for this word this morning. Father, we thank you for encouraging each and every one of us. We thank you, Lord, that you are our Lord and Savior, that our Father is the CEO of the universe, the Creator. Just to know that, we should know that we everything, the earth is yours and the fullness thereof. We are joint heirs. So that means everything that Jesus has, we have it too. And we will walk in the blessings and the breakthroughs and the anointing. Oh, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So, Father God, touch each and every one of our hearts. Open our hearts to receive. Let us hunger and thirst to learn and know you more. Let us follow the leading of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. We are the head and not the tail. We are above and not beneath. We are lenders and not borrowers. We're not slaves. When you borrow from people, people take advantage of you and talk to you all kinds of ways. Nobody got a right to speak to you any kind of way. You are a child and daughter and son of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Oh, Father, I thank you for this word this morning. I thank you. Oh, God, I bless your name. Oh, we give you the glory and honor. In the name of Jesus, Lord, release an overflow of blessings upon your children, tangible blessings in the name of Jesus. We thank you and we bless you. In Jesus' name, amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us of our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful day.
You are the Word at the beginning, one with God, the Lord Most High. Your hidden glory in creation, now revealed in you, our Christ. What a beautiful name it is. What a beautiful name it is.
Thank you.